Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. As always, if you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Tonight's show is going to be, it's one of those pop-on shows that you know I do from time to time. Didn't have a guest scheduled, but I always like to share with you all because you guys know how my show flows. I like to share with you all what I've, things that I have either been through, am going through, or things that I've just realized just in just dealing with my life in general. Tonight's topic is don't second guess who you are. And I'm going to take my time with it, but I promise you I won't be on here long. The topic came about because I was just in thought about how the transition I've been in for the last couple of weeks. And just it made me think about that, and it made me think back when I, you know, used to battle with and praying, as I always do with every show, that something I say would encourage someone tonight, because and inspire someone to just embrace who you are, and which is the goal of this platform. Also that God can get the glory, of course. Don't second guess who you are. That came from, and you guys know that I've talked about it before on the show. For many years, I battled with, you know, trying to fit in here and trying to fit in there, you know, changing, you know, my hair, my, you know, my, the way I dressed, all to fit in where I didn't fit in. And that had to do with me growing into my own. Growing into and seeking God for who I really am. And I know that there's a lot of you out there who still battle with that. And age has nothing to do with it. A lot of times we think that because we're, you know, that's something that, you know, teenagers deal with, you know, that's something that, you know, young adults in their 20s deal with, not knowing and being able to embrace who they are. That's not so. That's not true. I know people who are in their 50s and 60s who still don't realize who they are. Their actions tell that they don't know who they are. Their actions, whether it's they do things to seek attention, or whether they do things, you know, just different things about them and the way they carry themselves lets you know that they don't really know who they are. They're still searching. They're still trying to find out where I fit in this, in life. Where do I fit in this place, this space that I'm in? And that's why I wanted to encourage someone tonight, because I've been there. I've been there where I didn't know who I was. And from going to, you know, from trying all different things, and, you know, not just with your hair, but, you know, act in a certain way just to fit in with the crowd or the clique or the popular clique. I've been there, done that. And it's not just a teenage thing. It's things that we battle with all through adulthood. But it wasn't until I began to seek God and God began to speak to me and tell me who I was, who I am in him. Now, you all know that I'm really big on purpose, because we all have a purpose. We're all placed here for a reason, for a purpose. And the ultimate purpose goal is that that God gets the glory out of our lives. But when you live a life, when you're serving your purpose and living your purpose, it makes it a little bit easier. Not saying that everything is going to be easy, that everything's going to be a bed of roses, because that's just not reality. but saying that it'll be easier when you come into your own and you begin to accept and embrace who you are. Now, I went through the phase of trying to fit in where I didn't fit in, went through the phase of just not knowing who I am. Now that I know who I am, the reason this topic, the second reason this topic came about is the second guessing. And that happens even after you know who you are. I know that I'm Elder Gerald. I know that I'm Michelle G, the host of the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. I know that I'm mom. I know that I am Michelle Gerald, the owner and operator of Peace and Mixtures. I'm an aromatherapist. I know all these things, and I know that these are things that God has given me. These are titles and positions that God has given me. I know who I am in God. I am his daughter. I am the carrier of the word. I am a messenger that he uses to get the message across. He doesn't need me, but he is graceful and merciful enough to use me to get the message across. I know who I am. I know whose I am. I belong to God. But sometimes things in life cause you, even when you know who you are, to second guess. Now, you just heard me pop off a list of things of who I am and whose I am. And those things I am sure on, sure about. I can stand flat-footed, not wavering. And knowing that, I know that those things are part of who I am. The second guessing part comes in is when we start looking with our natural eye and not with our spiritual eye. Everything is not always going to go the way we want it to go. And as a matter of fact, when we know where we're headed sometimes, we know a route that would get us there. But a lot of times that route that we know is not the route that God takes us. So when we know that we're headed in this spot, in this place, I'm just going to try to give you a visual, so to speak, so you guys can follow it with what I'm saying. When you know that God has already revealed to you, okay, I'm taking you here, and you know that this is going to be one of those destined places that God is taking you, and you know, okay, and you begin to think, okay, you know what? I know I can get there if I go this way. Well, what happens is a lot of times we know we can get there by going this way, but that's not the route God wants to take us. So when God takes us on that detour or takes us on the route that he has planned for us, sometimes we start second guessing, because on that route that God has taken us on, we run into some stumbling blocks. We run into some bumps in the road. We run into some circumstances and some situations. On that route that God has taken us, sometimes we run into, I'm trying to find the right word in how I want to say it, we run into some obstacles. And those obstacles and those little bumps in the roads and those twists and turns that we have to go through, those things sometimes cause us to say, well, wait a minute, am I really this person? Am I really supposed to be in that place? Am I really supposed to, is that place really a destined place for me? That's what I mean when I say, don't second guess who you are. God has already revealed to you who you are. But because we already have in our mind how we're going to get there, and God decides, and we finally stop trying to do it on our own, and we start listening to God, and he takes us the way that he wants to take us, we start sometimes second guessing. And this became evident to me because I thought, okay, and this is only something that I've just experienced through transitioning from, you know, leaving my career of 12 years to start something new and beginning a new thing. And I'm okay with beginning a new thing. I've gone through the emotional the emotional part. But now I'm on a different road. I know I can see one of those destined places that God has destined for me to reach. I can see it. But the route I thought I was taking and was going to take is not the route God has taken me on. And I hope that makes sense. So it caused me to say, well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. Now, mind you, God has already given certain things to me, given me strategies, given me blueprints of certain things to do. And then there's other things that God has already told me, you show revealed and said, you know, this is where you're headed. Now, the strategies and blueprints, that's exactly how God wants me to go. That's the route he wants me to go. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about that place where you know God is taking you, but you're not familiar with the route on how to get there. What I want you to be encouraged and inspired about is despite the detours, despite those little obstacles and circumstances and situations that you may run into on the route that God is taking you, don't second guess who he said you were. Who God said you are is exactly who you are. You can still stand flat-footed in it. You can still proclaim it. You can still claim it. You can still walk in it. And I've come to realize that sometimes the reason God takes you, first of all, let me back up a little bit. One of the reasons God doesn't reveal everything to us at one time is because, number one, we can't handle it. Number two, will we continue to serve him and seek him as we should if we knew exactly where we were going to be, if we knew exactly everything that God had for us? And the third thing is, we'll be too in a hurry to get there. And instead of stopping and listening to him and the route that he wants to take us, we'll do exactly what I had in mind of doing. Okay, I can get there. I know God is taking me here. I can get there, and I'm going to get there this way. And we'll be so busy going our own way, trying to get where God has showed us he's going to get us, that we're not listening to him saying, no, I don't want you to go straight. I want you to turn to the right here. Wait a minute. You got to go. You got to turn to the right. You got to go around this bend. And then you got to go up this little hill before you can even get on the straight road that leads to the place that I've destined for you. And we get discouraged sometimes because of the hills and going around the bends and running into the little bumps in the road. But I believe that one of the main reasons God takes us that way is because it's a part of our process. And while he's taking us there, instead of us going through that straight shot and getting there quicker, because we all want to be there quicker, and I'm one of those, when I have an ideal in my mind or I have something that I want to get done or God has given me something, I'm on it. And I want to see it manifest, and I want to see it, you know, as quick as possible. And then I oftentimes have to slow down and say, okay, wait a minute, Lord, what do you want me to do? I've been going this way. This is obviously not the way you want me to go. So a lot of times he's processing us, and he takes us these other routes and these other directions and over that little and up that little hill and around that bend, so he can take his time and process us, so he can process some things out of us and pour some things in us, so that when we finally get through all the obstacles, all the circumstances, all the situations, when we finally get around that final bend and we see that finish line, or when we finally get over that hill, at the top of that hill, and we can see down and see that finish line, that by the time we cross that finish line to that destined place that he has for us, paired, we're ready. And then we can walk in it. We'll be able and equipped. He's equipping us while we're going around the bend. He's equipping us while we're climbing that little hill. And it may be that hill seems like it's a mountain. But while we're climbing that hill, he's equipping us for what he revealed to us that he has for us. If we rush and got to where God tells us that he's taken us or reveals to us, if we're privileged for him to reveal to us those some of those things of where he's taken us, if we rush and get there, who's going to get the glory? You're not equipped. You've gotten to the destined place, but you didn't pick up all the wisdom, all the knowledge, the strength, the fortitude. You didn't pick all that up on the way because you didn't go the route God wanted you to go. So you rush to get there. You're not going to be able to perform whatever it is or walk into whatever it is that God, whatever it is that God has waiting there for you the correct way or fully because you're not ready for it. And if you're not ready to do what it is that God has assigned and purpose for you to do the way he wants it done, then he can't get the glory. And as I'm sharing this with you all, I'm sharing it because it's something that I've come to realize myself. Something God can do anything. He can do it instantaneously. He can reveal to you this second what he has placed in you and who you are in him. And then the next second you can be there in that place because there's nothing too hard for my God, nothing. And he can do anything. But there's a process. And I thank God no matter how hard it may be and no matter even when I don't understand my process, I thank God for the process. I thank God that he loves me enough not to let me go on my own vices, not to let me go on with my own finite mind and go busting through and getting to that space and messing up what he has predestined for me. Because at the end of the day, all I want, and you've heard me say this over and over again, all I want is that God gets the glory out of my life and what he's done in me and through me. He gets the glory, just as he does with this radio show. I am blessed to be on here. I'm blessed that he created this platform. I'm blessed that he opened this door. I've met so many people. I've made the divine connections. I've, you know, met new friends, people who have inspired me, and we've inspired each other. That would not have been possible had it not been for God. So he gets the glory. The whole point of this whole conversation is just because you have to go another route and you run into some things, don't look at it with your natural eye. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to repent. So if he said it, you can stand on it. So don't second guess who you are. Don't second guess what God has placed in you. And it is scary to walk out on the unknown, but that's faith. Stepping out on faith, that's faith. It's difficult being in a place that you don't know what's around that bend. You don't know the next thing you're going to have to face. But if you got God, trust me, he got you. He's got you. And if he said, daughter, Son, you are, this is who you are in me. This is where I'm taking you. This is the title I'm giving you. This is what I have purposed for you to do in the earth. This is the business I want you to open. This is what I have gifted your hands to do. This is what I've placed in your belly to speak to the nation. This is why I stamped that passport for you to travel internationally. There are people who need to hear your voice. There are people who need to see your smile. There are people who need what your hands have produced. There are people who need what I've gifted you to do. Don't second guess him. Despite what it looks like, despite what it feels like, if God said it, you can rest in it. And a lot of times, that second guessing ourselves come from other people. I've used this platform and said this before, and I don't mind repeating it. You all who are the faithful, be inspired listeners, and for those of you who are listening for the very first time, I am very particular about my circle. I don't have a big circle. I don't have room for negativity. And honestly, and this may sound harsh, but it is what it is. If it doesn't matter if you are family, friend, family, or you consider yourself friend, if all you bring to me is negativity, I will cut you off. That's because that negative vibe, that negativity that you allow people sometimes to pour in your life because you don't want to say this because they family or you don't want to say this because they're your friend, causes you to second guess who you are. And if God told you who you are or what you're destined to do, then who are they to tell you you're not? It doesn't matter what position they hold in your life. All that matters is what God has said, what God has spoken over your life. Now, this doesn't come overnight. It comes with seeking him, having a relationship with him, getting quiet. And you all know how I am about my quiet time. Getting quiet and listening. Not always being the one who's talking, the one who's asking God, and the one who's blurting out, but taking time to stop and listen. Okay, God, I'm listening. What are you saying? For those of you who don't know how to find out who you are in God, build your relationship with them. Spend some time with them. Get in the Word and ask. The Word says we have not because we ask not. Ask, Lord, who am I in you? Who have you created me to be? What is my purpose? What purpose have you placed in me? Ask. Trust me, he'll answer. And build your relationship. Don't just ask and keep moving like you and keep moving and getting busy being busy. Ask and get quiet and listen, because he will speak. Get to know him and get to know his voice. This show tonight was not designed to be long, but it was designed for me to be honest, transparent, and just to be encouraging and inspiring. To inspire you to be bold in who you are. Be bold in who God has told you you are. The gift that you know you have, why are you holding on to them? Who's benefiting from that gift that you're holding on to? God's not getting any glory, and he gave you the gift. Who's benefiting from that idea that you're holding on to, that idea that you know will help so many people, that idea that you have that you know will change the world? Who's benefiting from it when you hold it in and you don't move on it? God's not getting the glory, and he gave you the idea. So in a whole coming full circle, and I'm going to get off the air because, like I said, I knew I wasn't going to be on here long. I just wanted to share with you all from my heart and from my experiences what I have experienced. And I've experienced, and I'm just going to repeat this briefly for those who are just tuning in, experience battling with who I am, changing and flipping and doing cartwheels and all these different things just to fit in where I didn't fit in, where I was never meant to fit in. I've battled with even now knowing who I am in God, and knowing the destined place that he's taken me, I have second guessed who I am. Not because I didn't think God meant what he said, but because I looked at everything that was going on around me, or I thought I should get there one way, and God wanted me to slow down and go a different way. Just so you all can just be encouraged. When God tells you who you are, don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess God and who he says you are. When you know who you are, when you know whose you are, and you know your purpose, don't be so quick. I'm not, and let me make this clear before I finish that statement. I'm not saying sit around and not work. You work. You work toward where it is that you know God is taking you. You do got to put in the work. Work. Definitely work. But don't be surprised if the route you decide, not God. Now, God has told you where he's taking you and revealed to you where your destined place is and revealed to you, you know, certain things. But because you decide the route you're going to take to get there, and God decides to take you on another route, don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess God and who he said you were and who he says you are and what he says you can accomplish. Okay, if you run into that little bump in the road, step on it. Step over it. Don't try to go around it, because you might have, you try to go around it, which is what we do sometimes. We try to go around certain things because we don't want to deal with them and face them. Try to go around them. And then we wonder. And we wonder why we keep repeating that same cycle. That's because instead of you going through that thing, or go ahead and going over that thing and go ahead and stepping on the bump and letting it using it to help elevate you to the next step. That's why you have, because you should have went over that bump at the beginning of the road in the journey. But because you went around it, you get halfway down, halfway to your destined place, and you got to go that same bump again. So don't try to avoid the bumps. Don't try to disregard the obstacles or the circumstances or the situations. And that hill that looks like it's a mountain, go ahead and climb it. Go ahead and climb it and go over it. And once you get over it, or either when you get at the top of that and you see that finish line, then you know you're okay. You know that God is taking you to and you're prepared and you're ready. The obstacles, the bumps, the bends in the road, the little hills you have to climb, they're just there to process you and prepare you. Remember, God is processing some things out of you, pouring some things in you, and equipping you for where he showed you and told you you were going to go. And he was taking you because you are who he says you are. You are who he says you are. You can do everything that he said you can do. There is nothing impossible for God. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So with all that being said, I pray that you all were encouraged tonight. I pray that someone was inspired. Embrace who you know you are, who you know you are in God, and to move forward. Don't fret. Don't be afraid that the route you thought you had to take, God decided to take you a different one. Go the route that he takes you and let him process you and prepare you and equip you for who he told you you were. I thank you all for joining me tonight for this brief pop-on show. I just wanted to share with you from my heart and share with you what I've learned and what I've experienced, even so now, even in the last few weeks. Thank you all again for being devoted, Be Inspired listeners. Thank you guys for supporting me and being there to support. Join me next week. Not sure how the show is going to flow, but there will be a show. Even if it's another 30-minute pop-on show, I'll be in this space next week. So join me next week. And you guys who are listening, if you are in the area coming next week, next Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday morning at 10:15, join us for the Women's Conference, The Strength of a Woman. Join us next week. It is going to be a phenomenal time. If you're women, we wear many hats. We pour out to everyone. We take care of everyone. And sometimes we don't take the time to take care of ourselves. So if you need to be poured into, you need strength, you just need fellowship, come to Greater True Light at 485 Robert Grissom Parkway in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is all surrounding areas. Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach, Loras, Tabor City, Conway, all surrounding areas. Come check us out. This women's conference is going to be phenomenal. The Strength of a Woman. Join us. That's next week, Thursday night, Friday night, and then again, the close of the whole matter is going to be that Sunday morning at 10:15. Join us. You don't want to miss this move of God because it's going to be a move of God. Come fellowship with us and be poured into. We all can use it. Thank you all again for joining me tonight for the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I thank you. And I'll see you guys next week. And as I always say, be blessed and good night.